From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is preparing to issue a report about an hour from now on the missed warning signs that might have prevented a Christmas Day bombing attempt aboard a Northwest Airlines flight. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The declassified summary will spell out what the various U.S. intelligence agencies knew about bombing suspect Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab before he boarded Northwest Airlines Flight 253 with potentially deadly explosives. Catastrophe was avoided only because the bomb failed to detonate. National Security Advisor Jim Jones tells USA Today the report includes shocking details of red flags that were overlooked.
The man on the street will be surprised that these correlations weren't made. There was data out there. There was a number of things that could have triggered a prevention of this individual ever getting on an airplane.
Jones says he's confident the intelligence community will learn from this case and take steps to avoid a repeat. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Nigerian government maintains it did everything required by law to prevent Abdulmutallab from getting on the U.S.-bound flight. Today, the country's attorney general said footage showed Abdulmutallab was screened in Lagos before he boarded a KLM flight. The 23-year-old later transferred to the Northwest flight from Amsterdam to Detroit, where he attempted to blow up the plane before he was subdued. Police have confirmed that three people were killed in this morning's shooting rampage in St. Louis. Five others were wounded. They say a man, reported to be a former employee, walked into the ABB Group building armed with an assault rifle and a handgun and opened fire. Local media report the gunman is dead. It is unclear if he took his own life and if he's among the three confirmed deaths. It's a wintry mess across the Midwestern and Southern U.S., as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The snow is so deep in parts of Nebraska and Iowa, drivers can barely see over the piles of snow stacked up at intersections. Wind chills were as low as 52 degrees below zero in North Dakota and 27 below in Nebraska. A mixture of rain, ice, and snow is now making its way into the southern states. Delta Airlines has canceled a number of flights out of Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in advance of the snow, and schools across the southeast are closed. Snow and sleet have already made it to parts of Mississippi and Tennessee. Freeze warnings have remained in effect in much of Florida, Alabama, and Georgia all week. It's so cold in Florida that iguanas are falling from the trees. Apparently, reptiles become immobilized when the temperature dips below 40, and they lose their grip on the trees. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 9 points at 10,583. NASDAQ is down 8 points at 2,293. S&P 500 up 2 at 1139. This is NPR. Hundreds of counties nationwide are likely to be in violation of anti-smog federal standards under new limits announced today. The Environmental Protection Agency says regions will have to do a better job at cleaning up the air or face funding cuts. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson said in a statement the agency's decision was based on science, which the Bush administration was accused of ignoring. It's Christmas today for Orthodox Christians around the world, including Russia, which has the largest number of Orthodox followers. Peter Van Dyke has this from Moscow.
Russian Orthodox Patriarch Kirill led the main Christmas service in Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral, where President Dmitry Medvedev was among almost 5,000 worshippers. The church and state have grown close in the 2 decades since the fall of communism, and in his first Christmas service since ascending to lead the Russian Orthodox Church, Kirill praised the government for its response to the global economic crisis. He added that the Russian people and the authorities can together overcome this year's challenges. President Medvedev said in his Christmas message that Christian ideals strengthen the moral foundations of Russian society. The Russian Orthodox Church is said to be the largest Orthodox Church, with a reported 30,000 churches worldwide. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Last-minute holiday shoppers help make December sales better for retailers, according to Thomson Reuters' early findings. Reports from 15 retailers reveal that 62% of them exceeded economists' expectations. After dropping sharply for 2 weeks, new unemployment claims rose again, but by less than expected. The Labor Department reports an additional 1,000 recently unemployed Americans put in for state benefits last week. This is NPR.